Hello. It's working.
Is it actually a button, or is it a metaphorical button?
No, it's a button.
It's actually a button.
Button.
Okay. Yeah, there is a big red button on our recording device that starts it, that makes it take in what we say.
Okay. I mean, I know you got your magic box. I just didn't know if that had to be red button activated.
It is, in fact, red button activated, which is pretty satisfying, honestly.
Yeah.
Pushing buttons to make things happen is underrated.
Not to me.
Sometimes you just want to push a button or two.
That childlike joy is not lost on me either.
That's true.
The reason none of the toys work at the toys aisle at, you know, Meijer or whatever is because of me.
You pushed all the buttons too many times.
Pushed them all.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
My
beep,
name
boop,
is Dustin
beep.
Morbido. I love to push buttons. Joining me today to talk about video games and stuff, Lorraine Morbido is here.
It's true. I also enjoy pushing buttons.
And as we've already heard, Kyle McGrath also loves pushing buttons.
Can't push my buttons.
Bitch on mine.
Is that going to be your new catchphrase? Because I think it's catching on.
I don't know. I fucking like saying it.
That's your like, did I do that?
Sure.
Right.
Bitch, I'm mine. Laugh track.
And then I clap.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
They fly me out to these big shows just to have me say that.
Then they queue up for autographs. That'll be $20 a head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to get that money somehow.
Exactly.
Little Tammy loves it when you say, bitch, I might.
Anyway, let's get into it. We are on, we started a little later than usual, so I don't think we're going to go like crazy long. So in the interest of time, I'm going to offer you guys a decision.
Never.
Either each of you...
I'm not playing anything. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, then that might solve our problem. I would say either each of you... I will offer the floor to each of you to talk about one or two video games each, and then we'll call it a show. Or we can collectively talk about the only thing that I've played a little of these past couple weeks, which is Final Fantasy XIV... And then we can call a show, because I also have nothing, literally nothing else to offer. Like, that is the
only
thing I've dabbled
I have
in.
I finished a case on Detective Pikachu.
Okay.
The first one.
You should talk about that.
I mean, there's nothing really to say, honestly. I want to finish the game because it's quirky and weird and strange. But I also have come to a very acute understanding as to why I never played, like, Professor Layton or Phoenix Wright. I don't necessarily like detective games.
Well, Phoenix Wright's more of a,
Whatever. Like, point and click, like...
Layton's a... I get where you're coming from. Layton's a different kind of game.
But... Yeah, but right. Layton is, so much more,
but
like,
kind of,
logic puzzle-y.
Sure.
Like, there's a mystery, technically, in each Layton game, but it's...
I
you
never
solve
played,
it by
so
doing
I don't
a series
know.
Of,
but
like...
I'm not...
Yeah.
I also... haven't played that many like visual novel-y type games, which this isn't really that either, but it's kind of a like slower paced like crawl that I'm not like I just never am super like wanting to pick it up aside
it's
from
not,
like what the fuck
you.
Is gonna happen next. Like I wanna know where this goes, but I kinda don't wanna get there.
Well, if the story is something, though, like if
it's... like that's the only thing that keeps me thinking about it.
Okay,
but I'm not acting on it.
All right,
are you not enjoying rough, gruff detective?
No, like that's what I love about it, though. I want to know where it goes.
See, I still think that counts as like
character.
A thing in its favor, but
I know I really want to play more and finish it, but I need to like. Set myself in the right mindset to do it.
Like, so describe, you said you finished one case.
Yes.
Describe for me, like, the gameplay loop of, like, what kind of inputs do you enter and outputs do you get from the functional part of the game, like,
you're
as you're solving
a
case.
You're walking around a 3D area and talking to people.
Okay, and you know,
that's
you'll,
it.
You'll just wander up to a dude and they'll say, like, I think I saw an Ekans in that dark alleyway last Saturday.
Like,
and that'll be an entry in your journal or something.
Well, no, so you, like, I don't... This case just kind of happened. Like, you stepped out of the subway, and all of a sudden you were, like, wrapped up in this bullshit with these fucking APOM.
Yep.
And then it's just like, oh, going up to a person. Have you seen the APOM? They tell you something else. Well, what do you know about this? And then taking that fanning tree of knowledge, asking everybody about the APOM, and gaining more more acute information from there.
Okay.
Because, like, since those are both 3DS or DS games, too, like, I understand how you would pluck Phoenix Wright and Professor Layton, sort of, but that definitely sounds more Phoenix Wright to me.
Okay.
Because those games are super, just, like, you'll get into, like, the game will present a scenario to you, like, someone has committed a crime, and then the thing you do in those games is click through dialogue boxes, and each new person you encounter will usually give you one or two clues relative to the case you're trying to solve.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically been it.
And you said you are actually navigating, like, you wander around a 3D overworld.
Yeah, there's, like, a handful of screens, and you move on once you've, like, cased enough evidence or whatever, and,
You have enough things you, like, feel you're ready to bring to trial, because I remember that being, like...
There's no, like, as far as I know, you're not, like, taking... Any, I'm not going to, like, sue these APOM.
Yeah, you're not a lawyer in this game.
Turns out it was a Burmese anyway.
My Phoenix Wright analogy was that, like...
trash coat Burmese.
Yep. Every time.
Every fucking time.
I feel like in at least some of those games you could, at some point they would let you throw in the towel and say, like, do you think you've got enough evidence to go to do the court part of the video game now? And then you, at that point, you would be like, yes, no. And then he would say objection. So I wonder if this game has anything like that. Do you get the sense that, there is more or less stuff you could do before a given case ends, or, like, you basically have to exhaust every single area and talk to every single person in a given zone?
You have to talk to everyone because then once you reach, there were like kind of like milestones almost, like, oh, like to move past like one of the first screens, it's like, oh, you have to figure out where the APOM go, and you literally can't leave the screen until you do. It's like, oh, talk to literally all these people, and Pikachu will like basically pull you aside, and it's like, what do you know? And you'll like have this diagram in front of you. It's like, oh,
grabs him by the collar.
It's like, oh, we saw this here and that there, and then you match up the evidence, like the words people told you. It's like, oh, we know that we saw the one with who made the red tail print had something around his neck. He went that way. We're going that way. And then you move past that screen and you're kind of like piecemealing the series of events together, and then finding the necklace that was in a Burmese trash coat the entire time.
I mean, ultimately, that sounds, like I said, I guess you'll probably honestly just have to play a little more and then see if the story gets a little more engaging, because that sounds about what I would have expected from that game.
Sure, no, that is what I expected, but I maybe didn't expect it to be such a slog.
Well.
I thought it might have grabbed me more.
Or is it like
as opposed
ratio?
To just the charm of the game, I kind of hoped that the gameplay would be enough for me to really want to sink my hooks into it, but it's not.
Is just would you say that maybe the ratio of like story dictated to you to like interactive elements you're doing is off? Like if you were getting like if the actual narrative was moving along at a clip of more like
if it
you
meant,
know every it, 15 to 20 minutes,
if it meant more than what I was actually doing.
Sure, I was just asking even for frequency, like,
well,
if
no,
it's
like,
the difference
if they
between...
were giving me more to satisfy what I want to get out of the game as opposed to what they've been serving me, if that makes sense.
But you mean pretty much strictly from a narrative perspective, right? Like
all of it.
Okay.
If I wanted to do it more to get to where I wanted to get to the parts I wanted to see... Like, if they made me want to keep going forward, aside from just like, oh, I want, aside from just wanting to see where it goes, if I wanted to actually, like, figure out these cases or whatever.
Okay. So I mean, you're saying either way, just like if you could have more story stuff, maybe more quickly, or if the gameplay loop was just a little bit different than what it actually is.
Caught me more or whatever. I don't know.
Okay. I apologize for like kind of putting you on the spot because I know it's hard to quantify like what is the thing about certain games that like makes you want to move forward and like keep playing them at you know like a kind of vigorous pace. But I don't know. It still sounds like I still think it's a cool idea. Like
yes.
I think it's smart that they put that thing out. And I hope you can tolerate playing enough of it to like get a little
I
deeper.
I do,
and...
too. I am in the same boat.
I would love to know more about where that game goes too. Without necessarily playing it myself.
Hey,
I guess
same.
Is what I'm saying.
Guess what? Me too.
We're all going to be watching Let's Plays on YouTube about it and fast-forwarding relentlessly.
But I'll definitely leave that up to you, because if you really get to the point where it's like pulling teeth, I don't want you to sink time into doing
it. The fact that it's a 3DS game definitely helps. It's like on the my bedside table.
You get that satisfying, like you can just close it in disgust.
Not disgust.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Like it's like,
very easy to put down and then pick back up, especially given the nature of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like... it's a very good, like, okay, I literally need a break from this monotony.
Sure.
Like just, which is kind of what I've been doing for the past, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, disgust was maybe a little harsh for this game in particular, but I'm
snapping
more just
the
meant, like...
3DS clothes,
right,
like a
the
flip phone
we've all
clothes,
been there.
Exactly. Much like buttons, the tactile sensation of snapping a thing shut to end your interaction with it is very satisfying.
The time period between the decision you're done and the physicality of actually being done is so short.
Yep, it's great. Flip phones, man, I really do. There was some stupid thing.
Yeah, right, sure.
There was some stupid rumor that like Apple was going to make a phone that folds in on itself. I hope they do. I would love for flip phones to make a comeback. Sony did that. There was already like an Android phone like probably 5 or 6 years ago. That was like a DS, but all screen. It was just literally looked like
that.
Two Android phones held together with a hinge that you would just like flip it closed.
That's the worst idea.
Yeah, you know,
keep it from getting messed up in your pocket.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. There are definitely worse ideas for like weird novel phones.
Mm-hmm. You'll never pocket dial someone.
Exactly.
I mean, that wasn't really a thing with flip phones.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The buttons were all in there. Couldn't touch them if you wanted to.
That just reminds me of the one thing that I had mentioned to one of the other people at that Mewtwo raid last weekend, where she was going off like, oh, I need like, I'm trying to message people while also doing something in Pokemon Go. And I'm like, you need two phones. You need like a phone wallet with two actual screens on it. So you can be like messaging in Discord while also playing Pokemon Go. Multi-screen phones.
Although this does bring to mind a question that I can ask you about Detective Pikachu.
Uh-oh.
Are there cell phones in that game?
I don't know.
You haven't, not to your
memory. I think I've
seen
like a desk phone, but I've been inside for like 3 seconds.
Because I don't remember if we talked about this before, but like, what does the overall landscape of technology look like in that game? Have you seen anybody like, is there a computer on a desk somewhere?
I have to like open it up, because I saved in an office.
Okay.
Like, because the Pikachu...
Do they have television? Is it like tube TV?
I don't know, man. I've been inside for like 3 seconds.
Or has Pikachu like sent a letter?
And a switch in every room.
Like, does Pikachu like use stationery and then like get out his little like...
Well, they the one girl was delivering letters by Fletchling, so I don't know.
All right, well...
She was getting information from Fletchling.
Okay.
So I don't really know for sure.
Like, I want to see Pikachu pull out his seal and like dip it in wax. And like... Close some part, seal some parchment, and then write, then transmit it by bird. I just want to know if that's like what we're playing with.
I don't know.
Or, you know, yeah, maybe the game isn't
Pokemon,
even super
the
dedicated.
The world of Pokemon
to.
Has always been very strange, because some games have stuff like the Pokégear, which is basically a cell phone. But then the next generation, there's nothing like that. You have the Versus Seeker, and the Fame Checker, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Was it the latest
checker.
One? Was it Sun and Moon that had the Rotom Dex, or was that the one before this?
No, it's Sun and Moon.
Okay. Is that, like, do you think that's roughly equivalent to, like, an Alexa or a Siri? Like, is that...
Probably.
Like, that's, like, an artificial intelligence, like,
fueled,
like...
No, it is literally a fucking Rotom inside of your Pokedex. Like, he separates. He's not one thing at the beginning. I don't know how he can talk being inside the thing, because he's a normal-ass Rotom. Mo Rotom can't fucking talk.
But I mean, that's the same thing as the Pikachu itself, right? It's like his mental faculties are dedicated to speaking through your computer,
no,
not like
it's not.
Being a washing
because
machine.
You're the only one who can talk to Pikachu. Everyone else, the fucking off, like, because this was your dad's Pikachu. This was your dad's fucking partner.
There's still like a 60% chance this game ends with, oh, you had a traumatic brain injury
maybe. And
woke
say,
up one
right.
day.
Maybe he died in the subway
Pikachu.
Accident.
The
that
kid
next
wakes
to
up in a hospital bed and is just
next
like,
to his fucking dad who died in a car crash.
Cuddling like a
ending.
Pikachu plush.
No one died. It's just you got messed up.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be way more like sweet. Like you took a tumble there,
all
champ.
All a dream.
And you were there. And you were there.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Wizard of Oz style for sure.
You're faithful friend Pikachu was there all along, but it can't talk, and you're kind of disappointed at the end.
Mm-hmm. Follow the yellow brick road. Pikachu loves yellow things.
Hell
it's
yeah.
It's just the way he rolls.
Except for thunderstones.
Right, true.
They're kind of green, though. They're not really yellow.
Depends on the Pikachu, I guess. But
Detective Raichu doesn't have the same ring to it.
I want there to be a way to evolve Pikachu. To evolve
the, eat this!
The Detective Pikachu.
Boop.
Although that'd be another thing. Maybe that would undo his ability to speak. Like maybe he would be.
Maybe he can't evolve because he can speak. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know how these things work.
He would evolve and learn Thunderbolt and forget how to speak.
Yep. God, now you're just making me think back to the conversations we were having before this podcast. And it's just like, you lose your fucking friend. It's like, oh, I don't need to go back there. Moving on.
Say, are you done with Detective Pikachu for
the
moment?
Yeah, I have literally nothing else to add to that conversation right now.
All right, fair enough. I do, like I said.
I know. I need someone to put the screws.
If you play more of it, I want to hear more about it.
Same.
Kyle, do you have anything that you want to throw into the ring before I talk about Final Fantasy XIV for a little bit?
I think so.
Cool.
All quiet over here. It's been busy.
I mean, yeah, us same. Too. That's why Final Fantasy XIV is the only thing that I've done, and I still haven't played a ton of it.
I haven't even picked it up yet.
I
said I would.
We're gonna start.
And it's
soon,
fine.
Kyle.
It's still right.
Kyle.
I do hope to play it together still by
that's
this weekend
want.
At some point.
That's all I want.
We can still basically do that, even if some people are behind or whatever. Because yeah. I'm still not up to snuff. Like Lorraine's played more than me for sure. I think I've only played
and
it for like 4 or 5 hours total.
From what I've seen, like based on our, because we actually did party up yesterday for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
just to fuck around. And I think you can like party teleport.
Mm.
So maybe if like say you're somewhere like on your own, we
and
might
summon other people to you.
Yeah, or no, some of us might be able to like lead everybody else there, like even if they don't have the. Because I have, I think of all of us. I think only Wade and I have airship passes.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just fly somewhere.
It might work like the teleport. Cause
that's what I'm... No. I think you will still need the airship pass to use the airship. But I think you should be able to piggyback off of my teleport into a completely different city.
Okay. Yeah,
because we
guess
were just
we'll
doing
see.
It in the area around us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it might work like that based on how it worked over the short distance, because I'm too lazy and that city is fucking garbage. I hate the desert town. The forest town is so much better.
Well, that's the only one I've seen so far, so I guess I'll have to
desert
pass judgment.
Desert town is garbage. Forest town for life.
Is there a third town?
Yes. I don't know what it was, because I was there for like 2 seconds for like a cutscene while I was, because you had to like, you have to visit like all three or the other two towns when you get the airship pass. Like, deliver this letter to so and so.
That's exactly what it was in 11.
It's probably the same basic bullshit. This is the second time they've made this game anyway, so who cares?
Right.
Like, I was there for, like, 2 seconds, and I'm like, okay, I need to, like, I want to actually get the pass so I can be, like, done. And so I went from the first town. I didn't actually, like, stop and smell the roses, so I don't know what the fuck that place is like. I think Brian might be there, though, because I actually was able to add Brian to my friends list today. Because you have to do it when someone's online.
Which is fucking total, so stupid.
Fucking
I can't
stupid.
Fucking believe that. But anyway.
And I didn't recognize the town that he was in, so I think he's in the third one. I think, I don't know. All I know is I'm a Lancer and
sure.
a botanist. Damn it.
But yeah, look, I want to hear some of your opinions on that game. I'll share a few of my own so far, but I also have a couple questions that either you or Kyle might be able to answer just from, like, having mm-hmm. more experience. Because you've played 14 way more than me, and Kyle has played other MMOs in the past,
this is really
my first
I know we've kind
MMO
of,
experience.
When I brought this up, like, weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
this is the first MMO I have played.
Okay.
I
you're right. I don't remember you saying that.
I've never played another one. I want to experience it.
It's something.
I want to fucking play with friends. That's all I goddamn want.
So one of my questions for you, Lorraine, having played the game more, because we went through the whole thing where you had to, like, you said you had to get the airship pass to get to the zone I was in or whatever. Do you know if that's true of all the different, like, starting areas or whatever? Like, basically, do you know if that, is there a contiguous world, like, could I walk from one end of the Final Fantasy XIV world to the other in real time? Or is it, like, divided up by, like, teleport points?
I think you can.
It'll have zones.
Yeah, there's zones that,
for the
like,
most part, you know, one, you're crossing over one zone barrier will take you exactly like to the next spot.
Mm-hmm. It's like that.
Right. For the most part, that you're not just like connecting dots on a world map to go from place to place. You actually are walking in,
because that's kind of what I
like a real world.
The thing that I would want out of this game, if anything, is like that. Like, I want it to be closer to, my hope would that be that you can play, if you wanted to, and again, like, once you get to a certain point, you don't want to fuck with any of that shit, I'm assuming, but... that if you wanted to, much like, you know, a Fallout or a Skyrim or whatever, that you can start in one corner of the map, and through your own power and, like, holding the joystick up, you can walk to a different, like, totally across the world to, like, the other farthest point.
Yes,
like in that universe.
I believe this is true. Because I don't know how I fucking pulled it up, but the one, like, zoomed in minimap, like, showed the entire continent for a second, and it showed where everything was in relation to each other.
Okay.
And you can kind of, if you bring up that, like, the like, zoomed kind of map that you can actually mess with that isn't the minimap,
mm-hmm.
like, you can, like, click on the hyperlinks that are the area names at the, like, teleports around, or not teleports, like, the zone edges.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to, like, scroll the map, but I don't think it'll necessarily draw stuff in if you haven't been there.
Okay.
It's not discovered.
That's fine, because, like, the...
But yes, I think you can, like... I could have walked to your city. I'm not going to fucking do it.
It would probably take quite a bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because the point... The thing that I'm getting at is, you know, functionally, it doesn't honestly really matter if that's the case or not. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the areas have, like, loads. Like, they have triggered load points, like, at certain sections
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah,
it's
not like a 9 or 7, like, overworld.
Right, it's not like it's streaming
like
in, like,
right.
perpetually,
no,
like,
no,
as
no.
you move through it.
No, no,
like,
no,
that's
no.
off the table from the word go. And I think that's fine. Like, you know, that's video
sure.
games, whatever. But psychologically, I do think that it is, like, since that's the thing that MMOs are supposed to do, they're supposed to place you in a persistent...
Mm-hmm.
you know, iteration of a world populated by other living people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think psychologically that is kind of important. Like, mm-hmm. before we end our go of that game, I at least want to... I don't know if I'll try to walk from the end to end on the map, but I kind of want to have a play session where I just walk straight for a while and, like, see where it puts me.
We'll go on an adventure.
You'll want to have, you know, a mount or a chocobo or whatever.
Sure. Right. Something
that
makes
chocobo.
You move faster. As opposed to casting sprint every 50 seconds or whatever the cooldown is for that.
I don't know about this game, but most games, you know, you just have a constant run speed. You don't have to re-up sprints or anything, but I could be wrong.
I mean, there is like a constant like run, but you can go faster for a certain amount of time in this game.
Yeah, and I'm okay. assuming that...
And then it has a cooldown.
Because you have that too, right?
It just,
like,
yeah,
your base,
it's just one of the
like,
default things.
Yeah, your
like
base
that,
abilities
return
were all those.
And teleport are, like, the, like, base general
Yeah, there
things.
Is, like, a triggered buff that you can just cast on yourself that makes you run faster.
For me.
I think you actually only run faster for about 15 or 20 seconds, and then the thing cools down for about 40 or 50 seconds
yeah.
total. So if you
Great.
Actually wanted to be running as fast as you could all the time, you do have to keep like reapplying it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth
Which is
noting,
why I don't do it.
It's
I'm
worth
lazy.
Noting that,
yeah.
that Lorraine has been playing that game fully in PC mode as God intended.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been playing on the controller, which I actually really like. Like, I think
that's.
I think for the most part, they've done a good job implementing controller like
probably just because
controls
it came out for the
in
PS4.
That game.
Yeah,
like they had to
mm-hmm.
basically for that.
Look, man, I'm an old man now. Joysticks
man,
are what I know.
I've never played PC games. I don't fucking know anything.
Yeah. But I'm actually having a pretty good time playing it that way. And I'm playing like 90% controller, 10% mouse.
Okay. Because
I basically don't touch the keyboard like
mm-hmm.
after I've like logged in and like typed in my fucking username and password and shit. But I do pretty much always have the mouse like either on a desk or
it's
a coffee
helpful.
Table in front of me, like a few inches from my hand. Because it is easier to do like some
Certain
of the menu
things,
stuff
yeah.
just by clicking on it. So, like, I will, like, poke around through, like, dialogue boxes or, like, click on the quest tree to, like, select stuff. Like, you can technically do all that on a controller.
It's just harder to
but
tell.
But it's a lot more taps on
yeah.
a stick than
yeah.
it is to literally just move the cursor over, like, 4 inches and click on the thing you want to interact with.
I mean,
with.
It feels, honestly, for someone who has, like I said, literally no experience with A, MMOs, and B, PC games, I feel it was a lot to wrap my head around the first, like, hour or so that I was doing it, but it seems fairly intuitive, like
mm-hmm.
the hot bars
mm-hmm.
I understand what they do
sure
I accidentally press buttons sometimes because I'm an idiot, but these things happen. I press R and it makes me run. Auto move forward.
Anyway, they have that on the controller too. Like, I think it's
sure
because I've done it a bunch on accident. But if you were like while you're holding the stick in a direction, it's either tap the trigger or tap the left bumper, and then it'll just keep you running in perpetuity until you like tap that button again. But yeah, the hotbar stuff is, like I said, it's pretty good on the controller, like for the most part, because they basically have it.
You can add more buttons.
Whereas the basic one is like 1 to 10 or 1 to 12 or whatever. It's like the number keys and the plus minus or something.
And equals. It goes up to equals as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets the most out of that bar.
Sure. But then you can have you can have presets for like 3 or 4 different versions of that.
Yeah.
Right. You just have a bunch
of
them.
Hold control and you get a whole new bar. Hold shift and you get a whole new bar.
Yeah, that's how
The default is 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously just normal keys and then control, which I have started to dip into because I'm not quite at 20 in either of the classes, like either Lancer or Botanist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right underneath and I've gotten like enough shit that it fills up I've kind of dipped into the second of those bars for general things.
Yeah, because
one of my things needs to be the emote to sit on the ground, let me tell you. I sit on tables like nobody's business.
You said you had previously, when we were talking offline, you were, you said you had run into some RPers.
I have.
Have you ever sat in on, like...
No, I only saw them the one time, and it was really, I really want to find more people doing it.
Like, I want you to, like, go into a tavern where somebody is, like, role-playing a conversation with somebody else, and then, and you
I
just go sit on
observe.
Their table, and just kind of like...
Yo.
Hey, what you doing?
How am.
I just love meeting new people.
My tiny gremlin who stabs at people's shins will do just that.
You helped me kill the shit out of those giant turtles.
I
so
did.
I appreciate that.
That one was going to kill you.
It totally was. You're right.
I don't even like... I guess those things... There's a somewhat of a... Because that was like level 17. Like,
mm-hmm.
The kind of equivalents are these big like treants looking guys. Like weird like
oh, the forest
saplings.
Equivalent
yeah.
of a giant
but
level 17
like
turtle.
But they're only level 12. Like, I couldn't believe it was 17. I was like, shit, desert's fucking rough. Ain't nowhere to fucking gather there. I can't botany.
Indeed.
Those cactuars were fucking terrifying, though. I hated them. You didn't see them. They were. I was wandering for a while you were doing other shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, they kind of like sauntered around. Like, they didn't do the cact. They weren't in the cactuar like pose. They just looked like cactuses. They had like arms and legs and stuff. They would just kind of like creep around, and then they'd stop. But like they. Like put their arms to their sides and like kind of like bend their head a little bit, and I don't remember if they had like the little like will attack you on sight icon next to them.
Mm-hmm.
They at least mark those guys, and I was just botanying around, so I don't actually have a weapon when I'm being that. And there was a bunch of like gather points around there, so I'm in stealth, so they can't even see me. John Cena up in here. And they're like, it looked like they were following me, and I hated it because there was like 5 of them right there, and they were just like slow. Like every so often, they'd shuffle forward a little bit and then stop, and like they'd get really close to me, and I'm like, literally stop, like back the fuck off.
Don't like being creeped on.
I hated it.
That Cacnea, which one?
Cactuar.
Cacnea is a Pokemon. Cactuar is
the one.
The
are you talking about Cacturne? Because Cacturne, he follows
also.
You through
yes,
the desert until
that's
you
the
fucking
one I'm
die.
Talking about. Yeah.
It was basically that. Like, I'm not saying that wasn't coming to mind, but that was coming to mind.
Do the enemies in this game, do they, I mean, presumably if they're an aggressive enemy, they'll chase you, but do they ever just hit a, you know, an aggro zone where they just turn back and give up?
I think so, because I have definitely run from shit.
Okay.
When I was doing other shit, because I wanted to, like, right. I was in the middle of some stupid fetch quest to get to the goddamn airship pass. And I ran past, like, these fucking scorpions that are goddamn everywhere in these woods.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, nope, I have literally no time for this right now. Bye. And eventually they stopped chasing me.
Mm-hmm. And then in the area, like, in my starting area,
I think
the
it's
weird
like a
little,
distance.
The weird little desert town, I haven't run into anything that will that will attack you unless you attack
they're
it first.
They were farther ahead. They were giant right. ants. Yeah, I saw them.
That's usually like two zones out before you find the aggressive stuff.
Yeah. They're just past that the outpost with the crystal that we were like messing around in.
Okay.
Because I went far, like the cactuars are that way too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. They got to keep the bumpers on while you're still, you know, wandering around the like right near the home base or whatever. But
11 didn't have that feature when I played, so you would go into like a dungeon or, you know, a cave or whatever, get two-thirds of the way through, and an enemy shows up that you don't want to fight. You're like, all right, running, and then three more enemies link, and you, all right, keep running. But if you get out, there's like a train of like 30 or 40 enemies just chasing you in a line.
Nice.
And they will chase you forever.
Dun, 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 okay. Dun, dun.
You can, I did actually confirm that you can run away from encounters. Like, if you run hard enough, you can get away from dudes who want to do you raw,
because like the rest of life's problems.
I did stumble into one of those that they're called fates.
Yeah,
but they're basically like the instance like combat events.
Yeah,
where you just walk into it and it's like, hey, you're fighting with these dudes now.
Yeah,
and I was like, I could totally do this, and then I absolutely could not do it. So as opposed to just like resigning myself to my fate and wiping.
Those have like circles on the map. Like there is a zone you have to be in to activate this quest, and they just like pop up randomly.
Yeah, but I just turn tail and run.
Yeah, if you get out of that circle.
Yeah, it took me some doing. It took me probably like 40 or 50 seconds to get far enough away from the thing to where it stopped hassling me. But it did eventually, like the enemy that was pursuing me just gave up and went back to whatever the fuck it was going to do.
I assume nothing bad happens if you die.
No, I've died a few times.
Oh, that's what I asked Lorraine after I got out of there. I was like, were there any consequences if I had just, like,
I'm not sure totally if I lost money or even if I lost experience. I think I just went back to the, like, I lost distance, basically.
Sure. I mean, that sounds...
Because there was this one fucking thing. Like, I was, like, level goddamn 9 or something like that. And there are all these freaking aggro on site little, like, velociraptor fucks. And I needed to go in there and, like, steal their eggs or something. Or, you know, that was really the fucking, like, the stone of something or other. Goddamn Lancer quest or bullshit. And they just, like, I was trying to, like, try my very best to fucking, like, MMO the shit out of this. And, like, I'm going to aggro one at a time and pull them away and get them to chase me. But they were doing their goddamn frost breath. And eventually the only reason I did it was because some other randos were fighting them, too, and killed most of them for me.
A max level badass came in and wiped
everything
out. Not even.
They were, like, maybe, like, 4 levels higher than me. But there was 2 people, at least 2. I don't know. It was a flurry. Yeah. There was a million things going on.
There were more of them than there were of you. And they made quick
work was one of me. So, yes.
Anyway. But since you were talking about the controls and stuff before, you said you are getting, like, feeling pretty acclimated to
pushing the
number
that,
keys or whatever. Do you do them all?
The fact that you don't really... There's no real, like, agency in this game.
We can get into that a little bit, maybe.
Like,
but
that makes it easier for me to digest. Like, I can, like, especially since I have, like, a very simple, like, 1 and 2 combo that I mainly just kind of spam because it does good damage.
Sure.
And I don't have to think about it.
Are you using the number keys across the top of the keyboard, like, as they're displayed on the hotbar?
Yes.
Or are you using, like, the numpad or something?
Oh, God, no, I haven't even tried. Well, I'm right-handed. The numpad is on the side that mouse is on.
Excuse me for being a freak.
My left hand is already on WASD, so I just have to beep.
Fair enough. That's the part of it. Like, I don't think I have any problem with, like, the keyboard inputs, but I have never been able to move with... it's never been comfortable for me to move with WASD in PC games, because even when I play shooters in there and
is that
stuff,
just because you're left-handed?
Yeah, I always map it to the actual arrow keys,
because
I use my right hand to move to walk the character.
I mean,
that
makes sense. I understand why that's a problem.
It's just too weird to me. Uh-huh. Like, I can't get my brain to do that, basically. But I am, like I said, I'm enjoying the controller experience. It seems pretty good, because the hotbar implemented on the controller is basically like 16 inputs per, like, bar mapping, and it's the hot bar where you can have like 4 or 5 different, like, presets of the bar, and so it's 16 total, like, while you have one of the, like, presets for the hot bar queued up, and you pull the left and the right trigger to make 8 of them active at a time, and then once you have one of those buttons held down, either of the triggers, the 4 face buttons on the controller are each mapped to an action, and the 4 directions on the D-pad are each mapped to an action. So you can store a lot of, like, shit you can do and access it really quickly. using the controller in that way, mm-hmm. which, like I said, is, you know, all it really needs to do is be roughly as fast as pushing those inputs on the keyboard. And I think that gets pretty successful at that, which is, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It just, like, I was impressed with how well the controller stuff seems to work in that game.
I mean, you didn't seem... As I've watched you play, you don't seem to have any real problems with it.
Mm-hmm. And the menu stuff is, like, you know, like I said, you can technically go through all that stuff yeah. with just the controller.
It's hard to tell where the cursor is sometimes.
But it's that, yeah, you're only going to go so far with, mm-hmm. like, some of the icons are very small.
Yeah.
Like, fiddling around specifically with, like, stuff in your inventory, like, those are tiny little tiles that, like, if you have a lot of stuff in your inventory, like, yeah, I guess I can tap the stick or, you know, hold it down or whatever, mm-hmm. or tap it in a direction, like, 12 times to get down to the thing I want to select, but it is just obviously so much easier to drag the mouse, click it, and pull it over that, like I said, that's just, I'll just take one hand off the controller for a second and mouse it up and then go back to wandering around with joysticks or whatever. But is it weird that I was surprised that you can jump in this game?
I'm not.
I wasn't necessarily.
Hey, that's weird to me that you would be surprised by that.
Because, like I said,
having
I don't.
Never played an MMO, it's hard to say.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't have too many preconceived notions about what would be in those games, but it just, like, yeah, for some reason, when they were telling you the basic actions that you can take, the first thing that they say is basically, like, hey, you can jump.
Press space to jump.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, all right. Cool.
I jump all the time.
But I'll tell you one thing that. One preconceived notion that I've had about MMORPGs that has, like, super been confirmed by this game, unless it is out of the ordinary, and that is that the base actions of, like, doing shit in the game are so samey and so tedious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am, and maybe it's different in, like, other games or it's different in the end game. I don't know either way because I haven't necessarily played WoW, and I'm like level fucking 10 or 11 or something. I've only played for like 3 or 4 hours probably, so I haven't certainly
mm-hmm.
gotten to the point where I would know yet, but I have been fucking astonished by how almost every single interaction is walk over to a person, button through some text that I don't give a fuck about, and that's my problem. I'll cop to that, the dialogue after like the first two or three like story quests or whatever where it's just like, you know, dudes prattling on about needing pretzels or whatever, I just hit the A button as fast as I can until they give me the task.
I can't believe that it actually was pretzels.
You're not wrong.
I thought you were just misreading a word, but then when it was, I saw an actual fucking pretzel icon on your screen. I was like,
I delivered pretzels
serious.
To those hungry soldiers.
And then you gave cookies to children. Good for you.
I did too.
I didn't do any of that shit.
But it is literally.
Lancers are hardcore.
Walk up
man.
To a waypoint, push the button until they give you objective, and then walk up to one or more additional waypoints, and like nope. that is it.
You're doing it right.
Yeah, I was gonna say that seems like it's all.
And even like the problem I have with some of them is that like I wish that it made me go further. Like I wish I had to walk, like, because if I had to walk for like 10 minutes to accomplish this like fetch quest or whatever, at least that would feel like I had like done something more than like that one where it's cookies. It's literally a dude inside like the tavern or whatever, and he's like, you should give cookies to these kids. And they're outside the door of the tavern, just standing there. They're like 10 feet away from where I got the quest assigned to me.
I think that's definitely zone one. I've just learned how to play an MMO for the first time type of quests.
So I'm hoping that, like I said,
I was sitting on the steps of the tavern while he did that.
At least branches out in terms of like
see the children.
Distance or number of steps or like number of different steps or even number of times you have to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope some of that stuff changes up a little bit. Because like I get that like, it's not going to be, like, it is the kind of video game that it is. Like, I am fully aware that, like, there's probably not going to be a ton of unique mechanics around, you know. Like, I'm not expecting Zelda puzzles or something like that. Although, if I got them, I'd be pleasantly surprised. But, yeah, I just hope that it gets a little more complex than, like... Yeah.
I was honestly, like, seeing you do some of those earlier quests and then comparing them to the ones that I did, they seemed a lot simpler.
That's weird. Because,
like, I feel like I was doing more going out, fighting things, going to fight a thing, and then get a thing,
mm-hmm.
interacting with things. Like, I had to, like, go and search for something one time, and then there were, like, ghosts or something.
Yeah.
Like,
and you are farther ahead of me, so maybe
a
even
bit,
in your
though,
own
but
mind,
not
you're
even,
like...
Like, I feel like I, like, even, like, where I was getting the quest from was different. Like, most of mine, like... came from the guild of the class that I was in, and you're just like fucking talking to randos all over the goddamn desert. Maybe things are just chiller in the forest. I'm just saying, the forest might be better than the desert.
All right. Well, I mean, once I get there, I'll let you know.
Hell yeah. But, come to the forest. It rains.
Sure.
I wouldn't get your hopes up too much about the single-player experience being overly complex as it gets further in.
Sure. And it's all
about just kind of getting your numbers up, and then the meat of the game will be in co-op content.
Yeah, and you know, this is...
Or story again, content.
Right, again, that's why that's why established games have, you know, they've learned this lesson over the course of expansions or whatever. Like, when you buy the newest version of what WoW is, it's just like, here's an item to get to level 80 or whatever. Because, like, why the fuck would you ever want to do this shit?
Shit ever again?
Like, right now, like, I think there's a thing, it's called, like, Road to 60. It's, like, a buff that you have that's just, like, you get, like, almost double, maybe even sometimes, like, triple XP from, like, literally just doing anything.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's the part of the game no one wants.
Right, exactly. Sure. The busy work. The, like, the like going to the grocery store of playing an MMORPG.
Delivering pretzels to soldiers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing it with, I said, with other, like, with a group, with, like, a handful of us or whatever. Because I do expect it to, at that point, be a different experience. Because that's why, like I said, the two things that MMOs, the reasons that anyone would play them at all in 2018... are to play in a big persistent world
and to play with
in
people.
Play in
to mess with people.
In encounters with other human beings. So yeah, once we get to that point, I'll feel, I think, way better about it. But at this point, yeah, it was like after I had quit that other play session, like after my PC crashed, and I was just like, all right, well, I guess I'm not doing this next quest tonight.
If I could close this like my 3DS, I would.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it closed itself for me. It, like, blue screened, and it was just like, nope, you're done. I'm like, all right, I guess I am.
Well, fine.
But I was like, oh, man, I'm going to have to play alone even more. Like, I have to do more of this to get to, like, level whatever, 15 or whatever it was.
In fairness, if you do really stick to a partner, it is a little bit easier to do solo content with other people. As long as you stay on the same page.
Sure.
I mean, that's what I was doing. I was just kind of following him around. But there are certain...
But if you were the same level and doing the same quests and going to the same places for the same reasons...
Sure.
You can do all that with somebody else. Yeah, I get that for sure.
There are certain things that they were, like, yammering about because we were actually physically in a party. It's like, oh, you have to be alone and be, of the certain, like, class that...
class quests.
As soon as I got to the story stuff where it was like, okay, here's a cutscene. It was just like, hey, keep these people to the curb because you got to do this shit alone.
And then I just sat around and waited for him to finish.
Okay.
And my understanding is that my character was still in the world, standing there staring off into space.
And you have a little like movie strip above your head.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's
good. Yeah. I've seen that a few other times with other people.
Like, that in and of itself is kind of funny. Like,
In WoW, at least, if you get instanced, you just get taken out of the map. You know, no one can see you.
That's really weird. That's so funny that...
I was creeping on you.
That 14 does it that way, then.
You're just there.
Yep.
Vacant.
Standing vacantly.
Could you interact, like... Although I don't think you can touch other players.
No,
but
you just walk through.
I don't think it's
them.
Like Destiny, where you can, like, walk them off of, like, platforms and stuff.
You can only do that if they're in your party in Destiny. So you can't just do it to randoms.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah, I guess
you're
right.
I don't think that even applies to party members in this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't...
walk through you.
In no MMO I've ever played, you could... Could you interact with other people, unless it was in, like, a PvP context?
Sure.
I'm assuming this game has, like, PvP stuff like that, but I haven't, bothered to try. Like,
right, I don't know.
When I was looking through, like, the skills for my class, I think it did mention, like, some PvP, like, specific things. I could be wrong, but I think that there is something.
Mm-hmm.
Like an arena or some garbage.
Sure.
No thanks. Yeah, no thanks.
Never. I don't need that garbage.
Yeah, and that's another thing for me where, like, I don't know if it's just, like, personal taste or if it's, like, I don't know what it exactly is, but I can't fucking ever imagine wanting to play with this type of gameplay and, like, a person-versus-person context.
Never.
Right.
Who can sequence their button presses correctly?
Who's the biggest tryhard?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
It just doesn't, like...
That's not even true.
It just doesn't seem personally appealing to me. Like, I don't think that's a thing that I would ever want to do. And again, like, I'm glad we did this. Like, I'm glad I tried it out. Mm-hmm. And I'll be even more glad after we get to play together for a little bit. But at the same time, I I definitely feel like my personal tastes lean more towards games that have taken things from MMORPGs, not MMORPGs themselves. Yeah. Like, I would play Destiny 2, like, 1,000 times out of 1,000 before picking this game up again, like, in a void. Like, if it were just me sitting left to my own devices trying to decide between, like, this or a game like that in terms of a thing to spend a few hours with, like, playing in an evening or whatever.
I still think this has made me still appreciate, like, PSO2 more.
Because
that game definitely does have, like, MMO trappings around it. But you're doing more.
Yeah, and the thing that bums me out, which again was kind of what I was expecting, but that still was a little disappointing, is to, like, the combat in PSO isn't exactly fucking high art.
Oh no.
But there is a level of physicality to it that is more tactile than what it is in, like, this game, or I'm assuming most other, like, more raw MMORPGs. Because when I started getting into those encounters, you know, like you said, it's basically queue up each of your actions and make sure you either queue the same one up the second the cooldown ends, or, you know, queue up the next one in a sequence or whatever.
Get your rotations down.
Basically.
And then what I experimented with, like, while doing that was like, all right, well, let's, like, bob and weave a little bit and kind of see how that works out. And at least in my limited experience for, like, some of these, like,
early
basic enemies, the fucking hitboxes are basically, like, the fact that you've encountered this thing for the most part.
I mean, it's the same with you doing stuff, too. Like, you have to obviously be within a certain range, and so do they. But
yeah, but like, even that would change, like, my level of engagement with the combat for me personally, like, dramatically.
I got myself out of that habit.
If I could punch this fucking wasp and then, like, time a sidestep or, like, time walking backwards away from it, like, for a second, and then have that matter, like, it would just make me feel, like, more engaged with what I was doing personally.
The only time it seems to actually matter is with, like, AoE stuff, because they'll, like, paint
the circle or the rectangle is or whatever.
But other than that, there's nothing else there.
Right. And it makes me wonder if, like, games that are in, like, that are like this, or like, wow, like, if we'll ever get another one of these that is more like that, or if that space is going to be like the Borderlandses and the Destinies of the world, if it's going to be other genres that have taken
into that more than anything else,
That have taken some of the trappings of these games and just, like, grafted them onto a totally different form of, like, active gameplay.
I don't think the middle ground really suits too many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like putting the, like, other genre, like, dressings on an MMO, like,
yeah, and it honestly
has more of an appeal than this strange, almost like PSO2-y, like, middle ground.
Yeah, it honestly makes me wonder a little bit if, like, the technology has reached the point where we could have something like that, and it's just, like, a lack of will based on what people have in terms of expectations for games in that genre. Because, like, my heart tells me that if a group of people much smarter than me wanted to make, like, a game, like, an MMO with Dark Souls combat, like, straight up, that it could probably be done in 2018. And that game sounds way more awesome to me than, like, the game that Final Fantasy XIV is, personally. But I think the way that these games were built, like, kind of as they evolved over time, is that it just wasn't feasible to have games that reacted that way.
Sure.
Like, I don't think you could, I don't think man-hour-wise, like, it was reasonable to
hardware-wise,
put gameplay systems in that complex, in addition to building this, like, always-online persistent thing. And, right, like, hardware-wise, like, things like physics engines weren't as mature as they are now. People's internet was way shittier than it is now.
Even, like, processors. Like,
yeah, like, a whole cloth. Everything about making a game like this that was online and, like, big and complex was way harder 10 or 20 or 25 years ago than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's just, like, one of those things where, like, and honestly, if the answer probably is that, like, it just doesn't really make financial sense to do that.
Yeah.
The people who want those games are served by non-massively multiplayer games that exist for their benefit. And the people who do want these games are so used to what they are that I'm not sure if most of them would want something that's dramatically different. But it's interesting. Like, it's been a fascinating learning experience. So I am looking forward to playing more of it in that sense. Like, I do want to poke and prod at it a little bit more. And I definitely want to get some group content going and see how that goes. But
yeah,
it is not a thing I think, like, you know, there's two ways this could have gone. One was, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised that this is my new favorite thing. And maybe I, like, do sub in and play for at least a couple months before eventually falling off. Or there's the other one, which is where how I'm feeling now, is that, like, you know, I'll play to the end of this month, maybe into May if we, like, decide we want to get just a little further as a group of people and play a little more than we might have time mm-hmm. to, like, before April ends. But, like, after that point, I am out. Like, I'm good. I have had my experience. It was fun to try, but it's not for me in the long term. Which is good, because the new Destiny stuff, I think, comes out in May, right?
Maybe. I don't know what the date on that is, actually. But
I don't quote me on it, but I feel like it might be early May okay. for, like, their next bit content drop, so...
They're starting to hear about it, so
yeah.
You're probably...
Mm-hmm. So if that's true, I can finally go back to play Destiny 2 at that point for a little bit.
I think I'm not on either ultimatum that I think you've reached. I am pleasantly surprised that I'm having as much fun as I am.
Because you seem like you're, for the most part, having a good time with
yeah.
it, which I think is cool.
I don't think
a better
it's...
time than me, which,
sure.
like I said, I think that's just, you know, different strokes
I've
for different folks.
I've always definitely had, I think it might just be my natural curiosity for what the fuck even is an MMO. Not having any experience at all. I want to know. I don't think, because I'm still looking forward to, as you said, like the together stuff, and I can't really see myself playing this too much more on my own, because mm-hmm. I don't see what there is to gain from it. Like,
yeah, I don't know how the end game in this works, but it's entirely possible that you'd be able to just get by doing entirely just daily stuff with your group or whatever and never having
yeah.
to do much on your own.
I don't.
Or you could have to do tons of daily stuff and rip grinds and
sure.
gear grinds
sure.
by yourself, because you can't do that with groups.
Because I'm not really. It's probably also, I mean, aside from the, like, FPS aspect of it, I never really had a super big interest in Destiny either.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also part of that, like I said, I think, is just that, you know, you were never invested in the Halo games in the way that a lot of us were back in the day.
I mean, like, it's not just the FPS side of it. It's like, I don't necessarily care about the other aspects of it that, like, games like Destiny do have. I haven't really touched
mm-hmm.
too many of those to, like, ever really want more of that. I don't know if that really makes sense. But I can't see myself caring enough to play too much more after everyone else quits, because I want that part of it. I want to play with our group, have a stupid dumb adventure, and be like, yeah, look at this fun time we had for like a month.
Right.
Like,
sure. Would also probably be fair to say that, like, in general, for the most part, you prefer, like, slightly more methodically paced games than, like, stuff that is in the moment kind of twitch based. Like, really fast reaction or kind of, like, high intensity.
It depends.
Because I feel like the reason you clung on to Borderlands, like, in the way that you did, that you might be less down with Destiny, is that game, it feels to me personally, like, ever so slightly slower.
It is, yes. It definitely is a little slower, which I did like. But there is other things about Borderlands that I liked more about than Destiny. But
I mean, it's got, like, you know,
yeah.
its own unique art style. And
yeah.
There's all kinds of
stuff. There's hella charm
like that,
in that but, game. Huh? There's also some dumb shit. But,
But yeah, in any case, I'm glad that you're getting what you're getting
yeah.
out of it. And like I said, I haven't definitely appreciated it just to, like, as a thing to have tried, which
yes,
is cool.
I'm glad I'm finally getting MMO experience. I feel like it's
right.
such a weird, strange thing that is kind of neat to just, like, dive in a controlled, like, facility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the last things I'll add about 14, and this also is probably, it's probably largely, like, a personal, like, taste thing, but, you know, you tell me if you might feel differently. I can't imagine interacting with randos.
No.
Just, like, I can't imagine just, like, getting into group chat and saying, like, hey, what's up, guys? Want to go hang out?
People have bothered
me. For that, sure.
Has anyone yeah. bothered you?
You know, I started closing the chat completely, so at this point, I don't even know.
Because I had someone early
so
on specifically ask me something, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking
right,
about.
Because after, like, the
and
first...
And then the other time, someone sent me, like, a free company request, and I'm like, A, I don't know what the fuck that is. B, you don't know me. So I ignored it.
After the first, like, 2 hours, I was so convinced that, like, I wasn't interested in interacting with random dudes, like, that I happened to be nearby in the world, that I just closed the chat window just to get one more thing off the screen. So maybe, but
if I hadn't had the chat window open, I wouldn't have noticed the RP group. So
see, there's that.
There's that. And I've seen other people chatting. Like most people just don't do it in general.
Sure, but you know, and honestly, that might be it might be a personal preference thing. There might be some deeper personality stuff to that. Because I remember back when WoW was like, when it was at its peak, and you would hear about, you know, couples meeting in that game or people who have their like tight-knit friends group that they only met in like games like that. Like, I just can't imagine like me personally getting to know people and like random people apropos of nothing in that context. Although it's cool, but it's cool that people can. Yeah. Like, that's not to stand in judgment of them or anything. Like, it might just be, you know, if you're a certain type of introverted, I guess.
Right.
Or even, like, you know, having face-to-face conversations is just more anxiety-ridden than, like, typing stuff into a text interface and having it come back to you. I mean, like, I can understand like, how that would be super
if you
desirable
think about
for
it,
some people.
Like, kind of based on the, like, non-action that kind of happens in MMO, it's just like a 3D chat room, basically.
Yeah,
like a forum. Right. It's basically a forum, but you can move around in a 3D space.
Sure, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, so, I mean, like
it's
I said,
it's like making friends on a forum.
Yeah,
but
at some point, it's just a really interesting, like,
out
it's a cool social, like, it's a cool facet of, like, you know, human social interaction that is a thing.
Being a dumb little gremlin who stabs people's shins.
Indeed.
There's a couple angles to that, like, I remember back when I played WoW, like, you could tell the new players because they go into, you know, it's just a general everyone chat or send you specific messages like, hey, how's it going? Can you help me with this thing? And for the most part, people don't do that.
Oh, sure. And this game, actually, to its credit, I wonder how it works. But again, I was too opposed to, like, interacting with other people that I didn't even want to try it.
You hate doing it.
Yeah, but the first thing that, it, like, basically after you go into your, like, you know, your class hub or whatever, basically the first thing it surfaces to you is, like, a guided games equivalent kind of thing. Where it's like, hey, if you want to, like, put yourself out there, we can totally queue you up with people who have volunteered to teach people how to play this game. Like, we'll find a dude who will hang out with you and, like, show you what all the buttons do and shit.
Notice me, senpai.
Which I think is smart, but also is a thing that I personally totally was not interested in doing.
Yeah.
If
I was more in this for, like, if this was, like, okay, I want to play this game. I'm in this for the long haul. Teach me your secrets. Mm-hmm. Like, let's fucking go. Like, if I was so hardcore into this, I think that's the only, like, environment that I would even consider something like that. But I can Google shit. I've got my phone out, and I'm looking at garbage and waiting for timers to cool down.
The most actual social aspect of it for me was you end up in a guild, and presumably, for most people, it's not just a group of people that already know each other. It's a part of a bigger group of people that, you know, are 2 or 3 degrees away, and they become, you know, people you sort of know online.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's how these people sort of get to know each other. They'll do group content, whatever, and over time, you know,
we're
going to
make
that's
the
cool
best
person.
Goddamn guild.
You know, right. You get accustomed to their, like,
oh, we're not.
It's going to be fucking incredible.
There's going to be, you know, the 6 or 7 of us and no one else, and that's fine.
Yep.
It's going to be the best guild.
Sure, but no, I get that. Like,
best guild on the Goblin server, damn it.
You might recognize, like, how specific people type in the chat over time, and then, like, you know, just like real world, like, actual, like, life, real life experience, you build up, like, you know, camaraderie over that time you went and you did that one raid, and then, like, it almost all went sideways, but you guys banded together and you pulled it off, and then, like, that's a touchstone for, like, it's a thing that you have in common with these other people who you're, like, becoming slightly more familiar with.
Ah, my peers.
And I think that stuff is super interesting. Like, I think it's just, like, it's a fascinating, cool thing that exists in the 21st century. Like, it's a...
Indeed.
Because what were your alternatives, like, if you are those, like, computers are so good for some of the people, like, we even, like, and you know probably a handful that, like, I might be referencing, but even some of the people we went to college with, like,
oh yeah,
some of them were so inside their, like, even, like, having, like, talking, like, having a conversation about benign shit, like, you know,
the class,
how'd that project go, or, like, yeah, did you have a problem with this one kind of thing, like, they couldn't even carry on, like, a conversation without basically, like, blushing themselves to death. Chat rooms and, like, MMOs, like, basically, like, less intense, like, face-to-face ways to still interact with human beings, Like, I think it's super cool that things exist in the modern era that mm-hmm. give people, like, slightly more of a way to get, to interface with other people, you know, when it's too much for some individuals to do it in person.
Sure.
I just think that's kind of cool. Because, like, what were your alternatives in, like, the 60s? They
drugs.
Were
drugs.
Right. They were drugs. They were, like, sit in your basement and be sad. So the fact that those aren't the only two options anymore, I guess, is pretty cool. But, yeah, it's just an, you know, it's a fascinating thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And every now and then, I assume 14 has, you know, a bigger world events where just, hey, this thing happens and 30 people are just going to go randomly fight it.
Probably. I would also assume that, you know, I guess we'll have to, I mean, with a little Googling, you could know that instantly.
Sure.
So, although, even based on the way that, like, they sent out the old version of that game with, like, a gigantic cataclysmic world event. So
which they do reference a lot. I don't know, like, I'm a little farther in some of the story stuff because I've got a different weird little pair of people, like,
mm-hmm.
basically stalking me. And they've talked about the cataclysm a lot.
Yeah. Like, I do think
basically their thing was, like, literally all of the MMO, like, the player characters died.
Mm-hmm.
Their names have been stricken from memory. No one knows who they are, and they're just referenced as the Warriors of Light. People like people remember the moon falling and Bahamut coming out of it. And like I've seen weird like
wouldn't you?
I mean totally.
If the moon fell and Bahamut came out of it, wouldn't you remember
fucking
that?
Rad. And like I've seen like weird like flashback kind of scenes of that.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that's so fascinating. Like,
I think it's awesome
that's a completely unique thing. Yeah. That is,
mm-hmm.
I think it's awesome that they put that in universe. Mm-hmm. That like uh-huh. the fact that they had a version of this game and that they like shelved it and made a better one
mm-hmm.
right.
and iterated on it. I think it's super awesome that there is canonically a narrative to that.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, right, like that's a thing. If you got into that game, the original version, and you know played it for a bit and got invested into it. You can that can be part of your personal story with that game.
Right.
It's like, man, I was here when it was fucking dog shit, and I survived through like all the time that it was shitty, and I'm still here now. Like, I made it to like the version of it that's finally okay. Like, that's your badge of honor for like having been through the bad times and you know made it out the other side or whatever. It's cool. It's like for as much as like I said, there are parts of it that I'm way not into personally. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool that it exists. I think that, I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
And I want to get into it, deeper than I am, which is cool. So.
Indeed.
I'll play, I will level up, right, I'll get my airship pass, whatever, I'll play to, like, level 15 or so, I think. And then we'll do some of that group content, and it'll
Woo!
Be great. Can't wait
How
to try
How high can you get on the starter edition?
It's up to whatever the level, like, one of the pre-expansion level caps is. Like, it's very high.
Okay.
But I'd have to go double check it. Like, I think it might be, like, level 50 or something.
Could it be 60 because of that?
I don't remember, because I don't remember if the most recent expansion raises it to 60 or past 60. So that's the thing I'd have to look up. But you can play, basically, like, all of the shipping content for, like, the newer, like, the Realm Reborn version of that game. And I think the first expansion that they put out, because there's been at least a second one, like, that's the thing that,
Yeah.
That is locked behind, like, hey, you need to give us another $20 to get this other content.
Yo, idiot. Give us the cash.
Mm-hmm. I'm expecting that there is way more content than I will exhaust by the time we're done with that game, with the starter edition.
Even I don't want to get into this game, really, like...
Sure.
I'll give it a couple hours a week with you guys at most, and then... Mm-hmm. Not let this become an obsession, because I know that the content is there if I feel like...
Sure. If you wanted to.
Uh-huh. You look down the barrel of that, and then...
And if I Not grind today. These dinosaur eggs for 60 hours, I'll get a blue chocobo mapped.
That does sound pretty good. Not the 60 hours, but the blue chocobo.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll do our best to, like...
Not that.
You know, you give us a sign, like, if you're not okay, blink twice. We'll be like, no, Kyle, we need to have a talk.
It's not happening.
We are taking away your internet for a time until you kick this habit.
I played a lot of WoW. I know how not to do it again.
I like it.
As long
Good
as
call.
You know your limits.
All right.
There's a support group here ready to stop you if need be.
We all love you and care about you, and we have your best interest at heart.
We're unplugging your internet. It's for your own good.
Saving you from yourself.
Sometimes you just got to throw a router out the window, man. It happens. Anyway.
Drop kick that shit.
I think that about does it for me for the moment. Like I said, yeah, we'll check I've back got... in once we've played more of it. But Lorraine, if you don't have anything else to offer, I think we might just call it a show.
Sure. I will mention that obviously we'll still talk about it more when you actually finish the game. We're getting dangerously close to the end of Persona 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I don't really
that
like...
That whole last episode you, was you a boss
killed,
fight.
Right, you killed that spiky head bald man.
Hell yeah.
Sure did.
As you should.
Yeah, I definitely want to dedicate, like, pretty much one whole conversation to that game.
Sure.
Once it's done. But, like I said, the only thing I have to say about that fight is I'm still surprised that...
The order, yeah.
That he went from being, like, a weird armored dude on the back of a lion creature to, like, a giant pyramid to just being, like, a really swole dude. Like, it just was strange to me that that's the sequence that that fight evolved through, like, physically. But, I'm glad I beat him. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Now go finish your teacher.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Finish Will teacher. Do.
Finish before her. You do anything else, finish that and then move on with whatever you want to do with the rest of your time.
All right. Mementos.
Last like 2 weeks before graduation or whatever.
All mementos.
Right on. All right. Yeah, I will do that.
All
how
mementos.
Far are you on Chess Girl?
Like nowhere. God. Like about halfway, I think. Like 4 or 5-ish.
Not super far though.
Yeah.
She's definitely been neglected.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh well.
I'll get as many of those done as I can, because pretty much probably the only thing I'm gonna do before the end of the game is hang out with as many people as possible, and then the game will be over. So
play more video games.
I might play some more video games.
They're good.
They're pretty fun. I played a handful of them. They're pretty funny.
Do I have more than one? Like, did I don't buy remember. More cartridges? Like,
you can go
check
buy
that
more
time.
From the Akihabra. Shop. And, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll
Electric Town.
Remind me
Let's
to do
go.
That tomorrow, Lorraine. We'll go. We'll buy more video games. More virtual video games.
Buy video games in your video game.
Mm-hmm. The way God intended.
Hell yeah.
Indeed. Well, with that, thank you, Lorraine, for hanging out.
Not a problem.
Talking about stuff.
Always a delight.
Thank you, Kyle, for joining us for a little bit to talk about video games and such.
You can press my buttons any day.
And I intend to.
Yeah.
And thank you, Internet, for hanging out and listening. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.